Joined now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee is Knoxville Girls Wrestling Coach Doug Hatch as we visit one final time to close out the season and the inaugural season, Coach. You know, a very special season for the girls. First time they get to wear singlets that say Knoxville on them. Obviously, a very successful season in the first year, and I guess your thoughts on how the season played out.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was a good challenge for the girls and for me to have had a big mixture in the room of we got like Serenity and Andy who have wrestled for a couple of years, then a whole bunch of girls that didn't really know anything about wrestling other than they would watch the boys meets and that's about it. We had some goals set at the beginning of the year. One of the goals we were hoping to win. One dual meet, and we won 12. We finished with a winning record. We went 12-10, and I saw a lot of growth out of the girls. It was very challenging at time to get them to go, but I tell you what, about January, I don't know the exact date, 9th, 10th, we had a practice that just went super smooth. And from that point on, they kind of got the idea of this drill means this, this move means this. Because at the beginning of the year, you're saying like, do a single leg, do a double, and like, what exactly is that? And then by that time of the year, they're just hitting it, and they just started working super hard. It was a great finish to the year.
And, as you said, you had a lot of girls who were just learning, and some of them probably made the biggest strides in their season this year.
Oh, yeah, some really big girls. If you looked at the beginning of the year, if when I go back and I watch, highlights from our first meet to our last meet, it's such a big change. All the girls, the majority of the girls, really stepped it up. Mariah really came on strong at the end. She just missed going to state. Layla, Brinley, I can just keep going. Isabel, all those girls just kept getting better and better. And it was a lot of fun to watch them see that progress in them.
Talking to a Knoxville girls wrestling coach Doug Hatch on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS as the Panthers finished their season a couple of weeks ago. And let's talk about maybe some highlights of the season. Obviously, Serenity getting to state and placing as high as she did. What are some other highlights that fans can recall right now, but you saw out there?
Oh, there was a lot of good things that kind of pop in my mind right away. Obviously, like you said, Serenity being a semifinalist, getting third in the state was huge for her. She had not placed before. She got her 100th win. That was a big highlight for her. Got that at the state tournament, which is kind of neat. We placed very well. We placed fourth at regionals, which was really good out of like 20 teams. We were really excited by that, especially for a first year. But by the end of the year, I don't think we're wrestling like a first-year team. I think we're wrestling really well. We also two of the better teams in our class that we saw during the year was West Marshall and Marshalltown, and we both gave them a run to the end. In the dual meets, we just about took them. We took second. We got to the championship in a dual meet tournament. That was really good, a big dual meet tournament. The Pella tournament, we wrestled really well. We placed eighth, and Pella placed ninth, and they're a good, strong, well-coached team. So that was fun to see the progress in the girls there. We got to have our first tournament here in Knoxville, and that was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that a lot. So, there's a lot of good things going on, I believe.
And you have 100% return if everybody comes back. You didn't have a senior on the team, which, not a lot of teams are blessed with. And I'm sure hopes are high for next year's team coming back, especially with, leadership from Serenity and all your really experienced girls.
Right, for sure. We had some really good captains this year. Serenity was a captain. Andy was a captain. And Callie was a captain. We get those three back. And all three of those showed a lot of improvement over the year. And everybody's really excited that we don't have any seniors. And we got this whole team coming back. I hope they all come back and wrestle next year, because they're going to be surprised. I keep telling them this, about how much they'll improve from this year, not knowing a thing, to next year. Now they got all that stuff. So some girls are already going to extra wrestling and open mat and stuff like that. So I think they're fired up and ready to go.
Well, you mentioned bring up Callie Landis, and I ran into her a few days ago, and I said, "Well, how fun? Was that? Did you have fun?" She said, "Oh, I had a lot of fun." And her eyes just widened up when I said, "All right, so coming back next year," and she's one of them that I think she's found that she's got a talent for wrestling, and really has laid groundwork for some good things next year.
Right, and she she missed our first couple weeks of practice. She had something else going on. And when she came into the room, she kind of changed that room a little bit because she's such a hard worker, such a good leader. The other girls kind of followed her, and it showed in her wrestling because she just got better and better. And we have what we call revenge matches. We beat somebody that beat us before, and she got a couple wins over girls that had beaten before, and some other girls said, oh, they could do it too. I could kind of see it all clicking. She's just a great, great leader.
And I remember talking to you on a Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner about midway through the season, and you said a lot of these girls are finally starting to get some things on the mat during matches. And you said a couple of them come off the mat and said, yeah, I was never falling for that again. They learned a few things while they were on the mat and, you know, led to some good things as well.
Oh, for sure. And one of my goals as a coach is to teach them, you know, how to win. And to learn from a win and to learn from a loss. And I think at the beginning of the year, some of our girls kind of struggle with a loss. You know, it's the end of the world. It's just terrible, terrible. But instead, you know, they started saying, oh, what can I do better? What can I work on in practice? And they started doing that. It was great to see that process and to see them, you know, coming up with being their own coach, you could say. So.
Now, as you mentioned, a lot of them will try to do some extra wrestling, maybe the, you know, off-season circuit. What do you, you know, tell these girls that maybe are thinking, okay, what can I do? Where can I go to get more matches or more mat time?
Well, we'll have some open rooms here. Pella's got some open rooms. They can go over there. There's a couple clubs that they can do, and there's some tournaments on the weekends. And they're searching around better than I am so far. They're finding stuff I haven't even sent to them. So they're fired up, I think, right now. So they had a good time, which was also my goal this year, to introduce them to wrestling and make it fun for them. So I think that has worked.
All right. Well, another new program here that's successful in its first year and continued success, Coach. And we'll get back to you next winter to see what Knoxville Girls Wrestling has.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next year. I'm hoping that we can get our own tournament, maybe a couple duels. I'd love to see a duel where the boys, you know, wrestle after us, you know, like against Albia or something, would be a lot of fun. So that's what I look forward to.
And a lot of schools have done that. Coach, thank you again for the time this year, and we'll look forward to next year.
Thank you for everything you do.
That's Doug Hatch, Knoxville Girls Wrestling Coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.